For Christmas season 2013, Los Angeles is just about to be invaded by Krampuses. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, in case you're wondering what in the world is a Krampus, in German, Scandinavian, and Eastern European folklore, he's a devil-like furry beast, and he acts as St. Nicholas's servant. His job is to punish the bad kids while St. Nicholas gets the good press. My next guest does a great job both of depicting Krampus in his Christmas artwork and of portraying him. Artist Bill Rude creates what he calls a world of friendly nightmares in media that include paint, ink, costume design, and plexiglass. Bill's a full-time entertainment effects, graphics, and animation professional. His work's been featured in numerous films and TV shows, including True Blood. And he's now bringing his second career to the forefront by showcasing both his paintings and his talents as performance artist during a month of revelry featuring LA's first ever Krampus troupe. Bill is now on the phone. Bill, welcome.
Hey there, Dot. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Very good. Today is Krampusloft, the night that Krampus comes to dole out punishment. So, Gross von Krampus, that's the greeting from Germany.
Gross von Krampus, so as in greeting Krampus? Wow.
Yeah, something like that. I don't speak German. I'm just parroting that.
I would only know that simply because I looked it up. So as we speak together on Krampusnacht, the night that the furry beast comes out, I'm curious, how did you first get interested in Krampus and the Dark Side of Christmas?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with my interest in fairy tales and mythology and stuff. So I've always been sort of an armchair student of that sort of thing. And when I started doing my horror artwork, I did a series of fairy tale illustrations. And as I did more and more research into it, a lot of weird Christmas stuff was coming up, and that was the most popular. And I saw that it was still being identified and celebrated in Austria and Germany. And I couldn't believe I didn't know about it. So that was sort of what piqued my interest, that it was still happening. It's big. I couldn't understand how I had never heard of it. And, you know, for the past, like, 4 or 5 years, I've just been very, like, interested in trying to resurrect that depiction in America.
We should mention that you taught yourself how to paint, if I'm not mistaken, about 4 years ago, and that you paint Krampus Christmas cards and, well, spider cards, actually.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Huh? Yeah, a whole bunch of creepy Christmas mythology that I've come across. I'm actually working on a book, so I'm hoping that I can create this traditionally illustrated, essentially children's book or family book, but it all deals with like the dark side of Christmas from all over the world.
Which is really interesting because when you talk about fairy tales, most of them are pretty gruesome and had even more gruesome origins. It's amazing that people tell them to kids.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of it has to do with trying to keep your kids in line. You know, so in Germany, you were taught that, you know, St. Nicholas is going to come and he's going to give you something good if you've been good. But if you've been bad, something horrible is going to happen. And it's not just getting a lump of coal. In the case of Krampus, he'll spank you or whip you. He carries a switch or a whip. And if you're especially bad, part of the legend is that you get put into the basket on his back to later be dumped into the pits of hell. So I can't imagine anything worse for a child to be threatened with for being naughty.
The boogeyman looks like a really, practically a Sunday school teacher by comparison. That's amazing.
Yeah,
How is your depiction of Krampus different from the way that he's shown in literature?
Well, I guess I've given it a little bit of more of an American spin. I wouldn't say like, you know, I'm not saying like it's a big budget movie spin or a corporate commercial spin. But what I've done, my portrayal of him is, I think I add a little bit more of like civility and maybe humanity to him. I'm very interested in the concept of the aspect of the storytelling process, especially in fairy tales. And to make him more contemporary, I actually depict him as wearing like a loincloth. When I dress up as him in my costume, he has a hood. He carries a basket that is sort of decorated for the holidays, you know, with garland and things on it. And he has a whip instead of a switch when I depict him. A little bit more that touch of civilization. Like he's been among people for a period of time, and he is a part of the world we live in. He's not just an outsider, but he's an outsider that lives among us.
I've looked at your pictures of yourself portraying him, and quite honestly, your character is cute. How did you wind up creating the costume that you have for Krampus?
The costume is a little bit of a fraud because what I did, I had done the illustration of Krampus first, and I started selling these holiday cards a few years ago. And one of the places that carries my cards, Meltdown Comics, actually in Hollywood, I was in there talking to the manager, and we were going over the idea of, like, wouldn't it be great if there was an alternative to taking your kids to the mall to see Santa? You could take them to see Krampus. And that sparked an idea, and I threw a costume together. So all of the pieces are just off the shelf, but they're very particularly selected to make it look like the illustration that I created. And then, of course, you know, I add, you know, like the big basket was an ordeal, trying to find a giant basket that I could put on my back, and like creating the rigging so it can hang on me without killing me. And then adding like a little bit like the loincloth and the clothes and that sort of thing to make it look like it is put together and not just like I walked in a Halloween town and grabbed something off the rack.
And I understand that you made your first North American appearance as Krampus last December at the comic book store. Is that right?
Correct. At Meltdown, proposed the idea in passing, threw together the costume and made the appearance, and it's been going strong ever since.
Take me back in your imagination to that first appearance. What was that like?
It was sort of a mystery because I didn't know how people would react. I was trying to get a lot of press and interest in it, but it wasn't quite there yet. I think people were very skeptical that it had any sort of public interest. So we didn't get any press. Promoting it was very difficult. It was just like through word of mouth and stuff. But it's like when you go down during Halloween, when you go into West Hollywood, you look at all the amazing costumes out there. It's one of those things where you see a costume and it's amazing, but then all of a sudden you realize that that person is depicting something that you know, and you get really excited. So people were excited, or they're interested to see that there's this big demon in the store, or in cases walking around the streets pulling people in. But when people would come in who had a German background or Austrian background, and they saw this like from their childhood, they completely lost their minds. We had in some cases we had a bunch of families come back and bring their kids for photos, use them as their Christmas cards, and so that was sort of it. You know, we gained steam by being just a weird guy in a costume, and then people understood what it was, and now they're like obsessed. And now we have fans that like follow us around to different appearances all throughout the year. Because sometimes I'll appear during the summer during like scare conventions and stuff.
In fact, you were at Scare LA, I believe, as Krampus.
That is where you and I crossed paths the first time.
Exactly. Before we talk about where people can see you within the next month, which there are four different venues, if I have it correct, what about kids? When you're Krampus and the kids are brought up to you, what do you do? How do you interact? And are they going to be terrified?
It's a really interesting situation because of all the kids that you see, especially like photos online with the internet depicting all these crying, screaming kids with Santa at the mall, I have never once had a child cry in my presence.
Wow.
And the only thing that is somewhat interesting is that little girls will immediately just walk up to me and they'll just be totally game for anything. And little boys will stop and they'll become obsessed with my presence in the room, and it'll take them a while. But I'll warm up to them. You know, I always get down on a knee and I'll give them a high five and sort of lure them in so that they feel comfortable enough to get a picture. But there's never been any tears. There's never been any like panic attacks. A few sort of like uncomfortable things. But again, the kids are completely fascinated and cannot like get their eyes off of me when I'm in the costume.
Which is fun because, indeed, I've seen kids scream in terror when Santa comes into the room, so this is a definite point for Krampus.
Exactly. And I would say we did actually have our first person have a meltdown in my presence. It was actually in Burbank last week, and it was an adult woman who was probably in her 40s. And she had to be taken out of the store. She was crying so hard.
Why was that so upsetting for a woman in her 40s?
I don't know. We were taking a picture with her daughter, who was probably in her late teens, early 20s, and she was just like, yeah, my mom has nightmares. She's afraid of things.
So it was
something that had nothing to do with Krampus. It just sparked something that she didn't like. And it became a very emotional moment.
Wow, that but, is...
Yeah, I think she's better now.
That is the most bizarre story here. She's probably not going to be coming to any of the Krampus Fest events, but I wish you would tell me about the ones that are coming up with you and the Krampus Los Angeles Performance Troupe, which you recently joined.
Right, right. So this Saturday is the first, hopefully annual, Krampus Ball. To find the details on that, I'm going to recommend going to the Los Angeles group Krampus website, because some of the details are changing a little bit. But the Krampus Ball is coming up this Saturday, December 7th. I unfortunately can't be there because I have to go to a wedding of all time.
But not as Krampus, I would hope.
Correct. Though I did offer the Krampuses the address of the reception if they wanted to crash it. But don't tell the bride and groom. They're not aware of it.
My lips are sealed, but it sounds like a good time.
Yes.
So to find out more information about the Krampus Ball, though, which you cannot attend, that website, I believe I have it here, Los Angeles, Krampus Los Angeles or something like that. I'm looking up in my papers here as we speak. Here we go, KrampusLosAngeles.com. Bill, how'd you come to join the Krampus Los Angeles Performance Troupe?
They heard about me because they were putting the group together, and then they found out that there was already some dude in L.A. who was, like, regularly dressing up as Krampus and appearing, but in a completely unorganized fashion. So I was sort of put in a contact with each other, and then it just was a natural fit. So we've been sort of planning things a little bit together. It's actually run by two great guys, both of which are named Al. And Al Guerrero and Al Rednor. And they are just amazing at getting a lot of excitement and publicity and just organizing things in a very, very basic level so that things can happen. So we've got a number of events lined up, including the Krampus Ball this week. Then we have another downtown art walk with a Krampus appearance that'll be on the 12th. And then there's actually a Naughty or Nice art show going on at the Copro Gallery in Santa Monica, where we will be appearing. And I coincidentally also have a painting in that art show.
Incidentally, I'd love to have you tell me a little bit more about both what's going to be happening on the 12th and then your painting, because I think this is another darker side of Christmas person. Let's look at the 12th quickly. We may have to come back from the break and get a look in our imagination at the painting. So take us to the Downtown Art Walk, which is next Thursday, December 12th, in our imagination, and what's happening.
So the Downtown Art Walk, for people who aren't familiar, is like a regularly scheduled sort of gallery crawl, where all the galleries downtown open up their doors and we'll have, you know, special shows and openings. And it's just open to the public. It's fantastic. There's people from all walks of life and families, and there's entertainment here and there. There's food here and there. And this December, on the 12th, they are hosting our Krampus group. So we're going to be there. I'm not entirely sure what to expect, but I know that we're going to have a Krampus run in the streets, which is sort of a tradition in the Austrian fashion. Tonight on the 5th in Austria, there will be literally hundreds of Krampuses in the streets in various cities and towns. So they're going to do that for us downtown. And we'll have our own little areas, I think, to hang out, you know, for a period of time, because obviously we can't just keep wandering the streets. There's only like a dozen of us.
And so the dozen of you have specific rules, I think, for the Krampus Walk. Is that right?
I'm not entirely sure about... There's no big group of us have gotten together yet. It's all been planning. So like this Krampus Ball that's happening this Saturday will be the first time, and of course I won't be there. But it is, you know, I mean, the rules are pretty standard, you know, where you're going to interact with people, you're not going to be touching them. I think there may be we've got some female Krampi in the group, and I think some of them will be delivering spankings at the Krampus Ball. That's only for the willingly naughty.
Oh, goodness. Let's follow through on that when we come back. You and I are listening today to Bill Rood, who is both an artist of retro horror art. You can see his information and his work on his Seven Hells website. I'll give you that at the end of the segment. And who's also Krampus. You're going to get to see him at the Downtown Art Walk 1 week from today. We'll have more in just a moment here on Over Coffee on LancerRadio.org.